Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News Briefly for Friday, September 26th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters can go ad-free. Click on the link and see what it's all about. Volvo unveiling their new BZR coach chassis. This enables coach travel for up to 420 miles, 700 kilometres, 720 kilowatt hour battery. It's just gobbled up all of the batteries, hasn't it? But it'll go a long way. And I think after travelling 400 miles in a coach, I'd quite like to get off and stretch my legs and do my business, thank you. Right, Mercedes-Benz are getting ready for series production at their Vitoria factory, but for now, pre-series production has begun of the new all-electric VLE, where this is going to be a MPV-style utility vehicle in terms of carrying up to 8 people, for families, for shuttle runs, executive shuttles, but with a limousine-like experience. So a full reveal of the VLE from Mercedes, their new van, should be early next year. The factory they're making it at Vitoria is ready for pre-series. New technology coming from 24M. They talk about electrode to pack, which I've never heard of before. Have you? Electrode to pack technology, where it boosts the energy density by making sure that there's less just stuff inside your battery pack that isn't storing energy. So the plastics, the space, the cooling, even just the materials around each cell. By electrode-to-pack technology, they can increase the energy density by up to 50%. That means an average mid-sized family EV with a 75-kilowatt-hour battery can have a 100-kilowatt-hour battery in the same physical dimensions footprint of that battery. That's amazing. Now, researchers at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts developing a new solid-state battery technology, they say, that overcomes some of the existing roadblocks that are holding things up, making them more expensive and complex to make, simplifying cell construction, making them more high performance. The minute they're not going through, I think, more than 300 charge-discharge cycles, which we want to do more than that for our EVs, right? So it's on its way. Fascinating technology. BP Pulse and Moto are rolling out truck charging hubs in the UK using the MCS charging standard, 23 sites by the end of the decade, covering the UK motorway network that is part of the European transport network. Now, UK EV owners could save £170 million collectively every year by going on to smart EV charging tariffs. According to this new survey, I find it unbelievable that anyone who drives an EV isn't at least on a cheap overnight tariff already. But yeah, I 100% recommend what I'm on. Works really well. I wouldn't recommend it if it didn't work. I know that one of their products, Octopus Electroverse, sponsors me, but the actual Octopus Energy Company, I use their Intelligent Go tariff. Surely everybody is on some sort of cheap tariff. Apparently not. And OVO Energy, also in the UK, one of Octopus's competitors, are launching a subscription program for your electricity. So a flat fee, £27 or £37 a month. You get a fixed number of miles you can drive by charging at home or publicly, like 700 miles a month. But how do they work that out? Because each EV does a different mile per kilowatt hour. So do you have to tell OVO what car you've got? Can't they just give it to us in kilowatt hours? Seems overly complicated. I'll look into it. Europe saw a 30% jump in new electric car registrations in August. This can't be true because we're always told by the media or when car companies have to adjust their plans or lay people off or something, oh, there's no demand for EVs. Well, hang on. In the EU, they went up 30% year on year from August to August. So we're looking at year on year data. Massive growth in places like Germany, UK, France, Spain was up 160% year to date. If you want to smooth it out over 8 months, up massively on the first 8 months of this year compared to last year. But that's from the Car Makers Association themselves. So as if they can be trusted. Yeah, I think this is good data. But we're always told by the media, no one wants to buy EVs anymore. What? A new Mercedes-Benz C-Class has been spotted, looking like it's almost fully baked. We should see more of that soon. And congratulations to Renault's Ampere division, made its 1 millionth electric powertrain now. That's briefly.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.